There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist,
hey!
Or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence!
We're almost there. What's the first thing you're gonna do at Camp Buford?
Find a nerd, take his underpants, and run him up the flagpole.
I don't think Camp Phineas and Ferb has a flagpole.
Then I guess I'll just find a nerd and take his underpants.
You may have my underpants. They just got very messy all of a sudden.
Thanks, but it ain't the same if Buford don't rip them off you.
How about you, Isabella?
The Fireside Girls and I are gonna work on our accomplishment patches.
How about you, sis? What's the first thing you're gonna do at camp?
First of all, it's not camp. It's just Grandma and Grandpa's cabin, and it's boring.
But we made t-shirts.
Secondly, I don't like the outdoors, okay? I don't like bugs. Phineas, are you even listening to me?
I seem to have misplaced my ant farm.
Mom!
Yes, Candace?
Do I have to go to Grandma and Grandpa's?
Oh, I think it's rather sweet that Betty Jo and Grandpa Clyde invite you kids and all your friends every year.
But I'm not a kid. I'm a young adult. Can I do something with you guys?
Of course you can, dear. You can join us at the Antique Symposium. This year's keynote address. We'll debate shellac versus lacquer.
Woohoo!
I'll take one of those shirts.
Where are they?
Look, oh, here they come now.
Hiya, Grandpa.
Well, hello, Phineas. You haven't changed a bit.
Grandpa, that's not me. That's Perry.
Huh? Oh, my. Looks like I need to get my glasses fixed.
With the glasses.
And Turbo Furbo, put her there. 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 Still a man of few words, I see.
Well, actually,
where's your sister?
Hello? Hello? What do you have to do to find a cell signal in this place?
Candace?
Oh, hi, Grandma. How can you stand living out here in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, come on, honey. It's not so bad. You'll see.
All right, nature lovers, time for vittles!
Vittles is Grandpa E's for food. Hey, where's Perry?
Sorry about that, Agent P. We haven't used that tree slide in years. Not since I was at the Academy. Anyway, Doofenshmirtz seems to be up to something, Agent P. He's holed up at his evil woodland retreat. Your mission is to find out what he's up to. Please, Agent P, be careful. The Academy.
But I don't want to go to the Academy, Daddy.
I'm not your father, and it's been decided.
I love you, Daddy.
Oh, you pesky bugs! I am trying to tan here!
Hey, Candace. I thought I'd bring my favorite camp counselor, a Phineas special.
That is just a glass of limeade, and I am not a counselor.
Hey, Phineas, the girls have finished pitching the tents. Can you sign here for our tent pitching achievement patches, please?
Sure thing.
What are you doing?
Well, as camp director, I'd say I'm doing my job.
Gather around, kids. There's an old legend. Well, not that I believe it, about the Sasquatch, a race of giant hairy creatures living up here in these very woods.
If my memory serves, I think there was a song written about it.
Really? Do you remember any of it?
He remembers.
He's Bigfoot, he's Bigfoot. He'll eat you with his taters and his greens. He's Bigfoot, he's Bigfoot. Cause to Bigfoot, you're a fleshy tangerine. He goes barefoot, so he's always free to stomp ya. He carries a big stick so he can womp ya. Sharpens up his teeth so he can chomp ya. So I think you better flee, cause I'm telling you that he's Bigfoot. Bigfoot. He's Bigfoot. He bathes in the water that you drink.
Yuck.
He's Bigfoot. He's Bigfoot. So watch out, cause he's closer than you think. Boom! He's Bigfoot.
Oh, am I the only adult here? Why can't my grandpa act his own age?
I think you should act your age and have a little fun.
Sorry, Grandma.
There's all sorts of fun a young adult can have here. You've just got to use your imagination. So come on. We're making stick figures.
Out of real sticks. Grandma.
All right, all right, all right. We'll think of something else.
Tonight! It all happens tonight! Perry the Platypus! How unexpected! And by unexpected, I mean... unexpected? What are you doing here? This is my week off! Oh, that, Well, I suppose you should know. I started dating again! I met someone online. I know what you're thinking, but we're meeting tonight for the first time, and I... Oh, you gotta go. Oh, no, Perry the Platypus, she can't see you. She doesn't know I have a nemesis. Oh, and I don't have time to destroy you. You can be my pet. You think you can act like a mindless animal?
Oh, hello. I'm looking for Strudel Cutie 4427.
Well, are you the cutest little thing? Are you my date for this evening?
No, that would be me. I'm Strudel Cutie 4427. Nice to meet you. This is my pet, Platypus. He was just going outside for a nightly walk.
Oh, could I hold him a little longer?
He's so sweet.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well,
yes,
I guess he can stay a little bit, but you know what they say. Three's a crowd and whatnot.
Just how I like him. You've just earned your marshmallow patch, my friend. So, Grandpa, what should we do now? Tell scary stories? I got one.
Oh, Phineas, you always start. Why not give another kid a chance?
Yes. How about you, Candace?
No.
Okay. Anyone else? Baljeet?
What? Thank you. Well, this is a story about a kid who comes to this country and goes to camp. He, has to share a tent with a bully. It's really quite terrifying, actually. Quite terrifying.
Take it away, Phineas.
All right, Grandpa. I've got a good one. It's about Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
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 Grandma?
Sorry, dear.
You are the cutest thing I've ever seen. Yes, you are. Yes, you were.
You know, some people say we look alike.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not at all. No, not at all.
Darling, you haven't even touched your cucumber water. I made it especially for you.
You know, Strudel Cutie 4427 was a lot less needy online. Ooh, yes.
I'm going to go get some air.
A lot less needy online.
Oh, I don't even like cucumbers. Why do I always get the crazies?
And they say that when the moon is full, like it is tonight, Bigfoot will return and exact his revenge. What was that noise?
I really should have packed more underpants.
That sounded like screaming children, but it's not my birthday.
You guys crack me up.
Phineas, what are you talking about?
There's no Bigfoot. It's just Ferb in the tree. Look, see? They're just dummies. Nice rope skills, my friend.
Then who was this?
Ah, it's an inflatable Ferb. Sounds like Ferb, too.
That was awesome.
What was that? You better stay here while I investigate.
What? Bigfoot!
No, wait, it's me!
Strudel Cutie 4427? Whoops.
Woo! That was a good one, boys.
You sure got us.
I can't take it anymore!
It was just a joke, Candace.
You're a joke, Phineas!
Candace, honey! Calm down!
Calm down?
Your screaming might attract a real Bigfoot.
A real Bigfoot? Oh, give it a rest, Phineas. Everyone knows there's no such thing as a real... Oh, fine. What's this one made of? Popsicle sticks and glitter?
No.
Looks like we fooled them, Ma.
Did you see the look on their face?
That was so cool.
Oh, good one.
And you got an inflatable grandma, too.
Oh, I'm not inflatable. I'm your grandma's identical twin. I only come out once a year when these two want to prank someone. Well, back to my closet.
See you next year, Lorraine.
Oh, come on. Let's round up those scared kids and have some hot cocoa.
It's not the worst date I've ever had. There was that one that kept stabbing me with a fork.
I sure got you guys. You should have seen your faces. Only unsophisticated, immature brains would believe in monsters. Yes, it takes a mature adult, such as myself, to know that there's no such thing as Bigfoot!
Oh, I do not believe her one bit. Too much overacting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I smell ham.
Hey, Perry. Why y'all covered in lipstick?
Get ready! Round one, fire!
Oh, you're my meat.
What, you want a piece of me?
I want the whole thing, baby.
So, what are you young ladies doing?
Wrestling, Mom. Favorite game?
Well, I'll just be running a few errands. First, I'll get the groceries, then to the florist, and then to the car wash.
Okay, whatever. Kind of busy right now.
Call if there's any trouble.
With my brothers, might as well call now.
Huh. You're right, Ferb. I guess it would make a sound. Say, where's Perry?
There you are, Agent P. It has come to our attention that all pigeons have left the downtown area. Of course, on the upside, I haven't washed my car in weeks. We can only assume that Dr. Doofenshmirtz is involved. You know your mission.
That about does it.
Hey, guys. What you doing?
We remodeled our old treehouse. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Come on. Check it out. This is the main crib.
Sweet.
Let's take the tube to the top.
Tube?
Sure. It's the fastest way up.
Are you sure about this?
Relax. We haven't missed yet.
Really?
Yeah. You're our first passenger.
What? Woohoo!
Let her rip. Check out the view. Pretty sweet, huh?
No doubt. What's that?
Oh, that's just Candace's old treehouse. She doesn't use it anymore.
Well, that's just sad.
Hey, what if we gave it a makeover?
Sure. Something more, I don't know, Candace.
Yes.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated!
Very effective, don't you think, Perry the Platypus?
Perry the Platypus! Get him! Stop him! He's headed for that clearly marked exit!
Attention, Candace. Come out to the backyard. We have a surprise for you.
What's going on now?
Hey, Candace, check out your old treehouse. I think you're gonna like it.
No way. I better call Mom.
Oh, don't be such a fuddy-duddy, Candy. Come on, let's check it out.
I don't know, Stacy. I think they're up to something.
Oh!
This is so weird. I can't believe it's my old treehouse. Carpets, furniture, entertainment center. I mean, look at all the bells and whistles. Maybe my brothers have been replaced by aliens. Ugh,
yeah, now they're gonna fatten you up so they can eat ya.
Can't believe they did this all for me.
You may begin bouncing.
Bounce? Come on, bounce! Hello?
What do you think of your new treehouse?
I love it! You thought of everything!
It gets better. Try pressing the THF button.
THF? What's that? Some sort of sound system? Phineas? What does THF stand for?
Treehouse Fight!
Oh, this is so rad! Oh, snap!
I'm taking you down!
You see, Perry the Platypus, you are no match for my pigeons. I have conditioned their tiny little bird brains to do exactly what I say by using my brand new, very evil invention called the Poopinator. Vanessa, please. Thank you. You two have met, right? Vanessa, Perry the Platypus. Perry the Platypus, Vanessa.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Observe! With this, I can implant the target image on their tiny little brains in a flash. It works better from a distance. Anyway, today at Town Hall, they will award the key to the city to my good two-shoes brother, Roger. Oh, how I loathe him!
I like Uncle Roger.
Thank you, Vanessa, but I don't believe I was talking to you. Is your name Perry the Platypus? No, I don't think so.
I so should have gone to summer school.
I will not be attending the ceremony, but my pigeons will be there to rain on his parade. You see, Perry the Platypus, my brother Roger is at the top of a very long list of people I despise. Vanessa, music, please. I bear lots of animosity to bellhops. They never bring my luggage up on time. And taxi drivers really tax my patience. If they vanished, would it really be a crime? I don't like meter maids or underwater welders. Health fanatic cooks or camera crews. Not fond of monks or yoga teachers. Or sports fans in the bleachers. And I'm not sure how I'm feeling about you. There are lots of horrid people on this planet that I would love to give a lashing to. But my goody two-shoes brother, the favorite of my mother, is the one I want to smother in a ton of pigeon goo. Yes, my goody two-shoes brother, the favorite of my mother, he's the one I want to smother. Thank you, sir, I'll have another. He's the one I want to smother in a ton of pigeon goo. You see how I held that last note? Good, huh?
Treehouse fight!
The controls are just like the video game.
Let's show them our mad skills.
Woohoo! Let's get sweeps!
Hey, stop leading!
You stop leading! Give them the twister! Right! Spar!
Hit the crash button!
Yes! Woo-hoo!
Well done, Candy Rocks.
Let's nail them!
Come on, Bird! The enemy is upon us! Man the cannon! Fire!
Uh-oh! No! What now? Try pulling some levers! Yikes!
Incoming!
Yeah! Ew!
Egad, man! It's an end run around the middle! Sound retreat!
That's funny. I haven't gotten the usual call from Candace.
Come and get me!
Candace, honey, I'm at the car wash and I'll be heading home very soon. Bye-bye!
Oh, no!
Phineas and Ferb to Robo Girls. Last one home is a big old purple pickle egg!
Ah, the award ceremony. And there's my insipid brother, Roger. Oh, let's see if I've got another coin. Now, what was I saying? Oh, I despise him so much. You are about to witness a truly petty act of vengeance, Perry the Platypus, brought on by my own mindless jealousy. Vanessa, fire the harpoon. Perfect. The time has come. Do not fail me, my pigeons.
Ladies and gentlemen, as the most handsome and charming man in all the tri-state area, I hereby promise to keep our city clean.
Pay attention and learn something, Perry the Platypus. Wait, where's Perry the Platypus? He's escaping with the Poopinator! This is not going to end well for me, I'm afraid.
That's what you get for using a bunch of stupid pigeons.
Wait for me! Hold the door, please! Come on, come on, come on, come on!
Beat ya. You're both big old purple pickled eggs.
You're out of your tree.
Yeah, we were first.
Nuh-uh. We were.
We were.
Looks like you're having fun.
Well, Mom, you know what they say.
Fun never falls too far from the treehouse.
Yes, my goody two-shoes brother. The favorite of my mother. He's the one I want to smother. Thank you, sir, I'll have another. He's the one I want to smother in a ton of pigeon goo. So you see how I held that last note? Good, huh?